I grew up next to a farm. For me, my vision of agriculture was their picturesque farm. It was the most wonderful place for a kid to grow up.
Growing up, I was the oldest child of three, and we bought a house in the country with a half-acre lot, and my mother assigned me the job of doing all the gardening. So I had a big vegetable garden that was my job to take care of, and several flower gardens on the property. And that was where I developed my passion for gardening and growing things, particularly vegetables, because I love to eat them.
Growing vegetables is a wonderful thing to do. It's wonderful to be able to feed yourself and your family and others as well. But growing flowers is a passion. Every week there's something new that's starting and there's something that's stopping. All the different flowers in their time is what makes farming enjoyable for me.
Somewhere inside me, I always wanted to farm. Now I realize that it was a passion that I have, and I still have today. Someone said, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
What I love most about farming is managing my own day, but being able to work outside, to call my own shots each day, but also pick the chores and the jobs, things I want to do, but also be diverse, whether it's plowing ground or mowing hay or sorting pigs.
I think part of what brought us to this business was the challenge. We both really like a good challenge, and so this is a very complex business that requires skills in a lot of different areas.
It's a drive, and always to find a new flower, something that's exciting, something that's different, something that no one else has.
And that gets exciting, trying in new plants and new species and things that really shouldn't live in your area because they're from South Africa. You give them a shot and it's exciting that if you can get them to survive and an absolute ecstatic moment when they actually bloom and do well.
To always feel like I'm learning something new. I mean, that's what I love about farming is that you get experiments, you learn from other farmers, and that sense of community is great.
Now, see, this is the other market. There isn't any reason why anybody can't grow these and sell them.
Right.
Everyone is willing to help everyone else. Whether you're down in the Finger Lakes, they have helped us, or you're in Quebec, they have helped us, or Minnesota. Everybody shared information. It's been a wonderful thing to get involved with.
One of the most enjoyable things of being a farmer is able to share. We share in many, many ways. One is like we share the crops, and now I'm able a little bit to share the experience.
Do what you love and it transpires throughout.
I feel like I'm very successful because I'm happy and I love what I do.
You can do it. It's just you have to be persistent and really love what you're doing and want to do it and have patience.
Do it because you love it, not because you think it's a great opportunity to earn money. Because there's plenty of ups and downs, but do it because you love what you're doing and you can't wait to get out of bed in the morning and go to work.